We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the May City Council for Monday, December 5th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Mike Cash of the East Valley Free Will Baptist Church, who is an avid Alabama fan, and so that's all right. And after which, we'll be followed with a Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Easton Lamson from Church Number 553. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before you and make our requests known to you. And Lord, we do thank you for this great state and the city that we live in. We thank you for those who serve. And we do ask that you would guide the mayor and the city council and all those behind the scenes who work to make our city what it is. Lord, we just ask that you would guide them and protect them and give them your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. One of the privileges I have as a mayor is to participate in and with the Mayor's Youth Committee. This is a privilege for me because these are some of the best and brightest young men and women we have in Mesa. And the Mayor's Youth Committee is a year-long, well actually a school year-long program that brings together, as I said, young men and women from every high school within the city of Mesa, or many of the high schools within the city of Mesa limits. This includes Mesa Public Schools, a couple charter schools, and also Desert Ridge, which is in the city of Mesa, but it's in the Gilbert Public Schools. They learn about our city, they participate in projects, and they get to work as teams and coming up with some recommendations and solutions. My chief of staff, Kathy McDonald, runs this program, and tonight we're going to recognize the members of this committee, and I'll turn it over to Kathy.
Thank you, and good evening, Mayor and Council. The mayor covered some of the main points, but I wanted to also talk about something else that the Mayor's Youth Committee does. And each year, they are assigned to work on the mayor's assignment, which is their capstone project. And typically, the teams choose Mesa issues, or we assign them issues to work on, such as Fiesta District redevelopment, the light rail corridor, things of this nature. But this year, we decided to have a little twist on the mayor's assignment, and they are actually coming up with their original transformative ideas for the iMesa initiative. For those who don't know, the iMesa initiative is an effort to gather transformative ideas from residents for projects that they want to see happen in the city of Mesa. So we're excited to take advantage of this opportunity to have this elite group of youth provide input, and we hope to see some of their projects come to reality. And so I'm going to introduce the members one by one, if they could stand up as their names are read. Brittany Adams, Allison Caffrey, Alex Coleman, Isaac Coronel, Alexandria Espinosa Manuel, Brittany Hendricks, Nahil Ismail, Angelica Kaitschuk, Sincera Kowalsing, Francisco Luzania, Carolyn Malone, Koi Nguyen, Emily Oviedo, Ashton Perry, Patience Pearson, Justin Pugmire, Naomi Renard, Brittany Rodriguez, Brianna Schutz, Tara Shields, Menelik Sisse, Brenna Terlon, Karen Toon, Ese Uhuba, Hannah Warren, Kyle Wax, Erica Wu, and Austin Young. This will be the class of 2012 for the Mayor's Youth Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and thanks to all the members of the committee. I look forward to finishing out the year. We've already got a couple 3 months under our belts and excited to see how things play out. Thank you very much. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, and tonight the consent agenda will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mesa Arts Center Foundation, two-day charitable event, December 10th and 11th, 1 East Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Untouchables Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club Arizona Chapter, two-day charitable event, December 10th and 11th, 1133 North Dobson Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Mad Dog Saloon, 1860 South Stapley Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Hens and Chicks Cafe, 2250 South Buttercup. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Thai Patio, 1929 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on contract or purchase system to provide redundant application monitoring for critical applications for the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase software and hardware to improve database recovery monitoring operations for critical applications for the Information Technology Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement heavy-duty water truck for Transportation Department. Item 4D, act to renew term contract for automotive lighting, mirrors, and safety supplies for Fleet Services Department. Item 4E, act to renew term contract for fire hydrant water meters for Water Resources Department. Item 4F, act on term contract for cubicles and installation services for replacements, reconfigurations, and small projects for citywide use as needed. Item 4G, act on term contract for traffic control signing and sign imaging materials for Transportation Department. Item 4H, act on term contract for Taser X2 equipment and supplies for the Police Department. Item 4I, act on contract for Mesa Cemetery expansion. Funding's available in the fiscal year 11-12 Cemetery Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution memorializing prior pledges of development impact fees collected for parks, fire, library, and public safety to repay debt service on various public facilities and improvement projects. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an obligation document with the United States Marshal Service to accept funds for the Police Department Violent Offender Unit. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide grant funds for equipment and training for the police department's rapid response teams. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide grant funds to the Mesa Fire Department for the Metropolitan Medical Response System. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide grant funds to the Mesa Fire Department for the Citizens Emergency Response Team for equipment and training. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide funding to the Mesa Fire Department for the Terrorism Liaison Officer Program for equipment and training. Item 5G, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide grant funds to the Mesa Fire Department for the Rapid Response Team for equipment training and planning. Item 5H, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an amendment to the intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County for the Access Point Program at Mesa Public Library. Item 5I, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute agreements regarding supplies of natural gas transportation, and administration. Item 6, act to increase compensation of city attorney, city clerk, city auditor, and city magistrates by 2% effective January 2nd, 2012. And authorizing mayor to sign revised contracts for city attorney and city clerk reflecting this change. This is to restore the 2% reduction implemented in January of 2009. Item 7, act to approve addendum to employment agreement with Christopher J. Brady, city manager. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-27, 915 North Val Vista Drive, located north of Adobe Road on the east side of Val Vista. Modification of existing planned area development overlay to allow for development of a single residential subdivision. Item 9A, act on ordinance amending Title V, Chapter 17 of the Mesa City Code to eliminate the general government and cultural facilities impact fees to comply with Senate Bill 1525. And item 10, act to assign delinquent accounts to collection services for the three-month period ending September 30th, 2011. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. It just hit me. I'm assuming that looking at the agenda, and Councilman Richens was asking me about this before, this crowd here, are you here for the Mad Dog Saloon liquor license or the Hens and Chicks Cafe? I guess neither one.
We got one up there with Mad Dog.
Oh, one was Mad Dog and the other was Hens and Chicks.
I
okay.
Saw the shirt.
Gotcha. I can't imagine why the rest of them are here then.
I have no idea.
Okay. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
No. Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. I have a motion from Councilmember Glover, second from Councilmember Higgins. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Kavanaugh absent, and I apologize. I did not recognize that he is not here in this meeting and is not joining us via phone. The consent agenda is approved. Okay. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. And we're going to have a little talk about that. Since you're not here for Mad Dog or Hens and Chicks, I am assuming, well, yeah, the Mad Dog is leaving. And left some mad who knows what left in the room. Let me tell you how this works. The item we will be discussing and that I've got cards on is not on our agenda for action. State law is very specific that a city council can, but is not required, to hear items from citizens present. Because we like to hear from our citizens, we normally have an item on our agenda the allowance for citizens to speak on whatever they would like, a maximum of three people for 3 minutes. The reason we do this is because these items are not on the agenda. Because they're not on the agenda, neither the city council nor anyone else can respond to the items that are set. There can be no debate, no discussion. We can't ask questions. They're merely presentations. It's obvious that there's a group that wanted us to hear how they felt about a certain issue. There's obvious there's another group that wants to provide a opposing view on that. Normally, we would say, okay, the first three in the line, you get to speak. Everyone else, forget it. Seeing as how all of you showed up tonight, understand the importance of this issue and the strong feelings, what I've decided is that we will allow more than three speakers under a couple different guidelines. We have a couple speakers who say they are not here to speak about the Utah/Mesa Compact. And we'll start with Mr. Steve Preeb to talk about that. And then after Mr. Preeb speaks, we'll go from there. Okay, Mr. Preeb, you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, mayors and members of the council. Thank you for this opportunity to comment. My name is Steve Preeb, and I'm a resident of Mesa. I live at 463 North McDonald in the Evergreen Historic Neighborhood in District 4. This means that I am one of 15,000 customers located within the area that is serviced by the City of Mesa Electric Department. First, I would like to commend the city for its efforts in regards to sustainability with the adoption of the 2009 Energy Conservation Code, the installation of solar panels to power Red Mountain Park, and the construction of two LEED fire stations. With such commitment towards sustainability, it is my hope that Mesa Electric customers might soon be offered conservation programs like time of use plans, energy audits, and rebates. Even better would be the support of solar energy systems. In 2005, my wife and I built our home with energy efficiency and the environment in mind. We installed a small 1.3 kilowatt hour grid system on our home. No incentives or rebates were available to us from Mesa Electric at that time, and there are still none available. We know we aren't the only ones in Mesa Electric area with solar panels, and we believe more people would choose solar with a little incentive. As an example, an SRP customer would have been eligible for a $3,900 rebate at the time we installed ours. One small token of support that we have been asking for is to allow our system to be net metered. This means that when our system is producing more power than we are using, it flows back into the Mesa power grid, and we would get credit for that power. Currently, no pun intended, we do not get that benefit. If we were in an SRP customer, we would get that benefit. And I wonder if the Mesa lead fire stations will be getting the SRP benefit for those their solar installations. The 2005 Federal Energy Bill modified the Public Utility Regulatory Act to state that each electric utility shall make available upon request at net metering service. However, we are told that Mesa is exempt to this bill because it is such a small provider. We understand that there are many challenges. However, we have great confidence that the city can find creative ways to run the utility while supporting energy efficiency and renewables. Municipal utilities across the country are doing just that. I am aware that the electric department is holding an integrated resource planning meeting for the public on Wednesday, December 13th. This meeting discusses the type of energy that city plans to purchase, whether that be energy from coal, nuclear, renewable, or other sources. I hope that Mesa residents that are concerned about the environment plan to attend. All decisions, no matter how small they may seem, can make a difference in climate change issues. Lastly, I have added my idea to support solar and energy efficiency to the iMesa site so that others can vote or comment. Thank you again for your consideration and for your public service.
Thank you, Mr. Preeb. That was a very powerful presentation, no pun intended. You're really shone. Come on, laugh a little bit, okay? Highly charged, yes.
This is all very shocking.
Shocking.
Can we move on?
Okay. We have several requests, and I'm going to get into this. This one isn't on the Mesa Compact. Mr. Randy Perez, before we, please come on up. While you're coming up, I understand that we're talking about an emotional issue here. People have very strong opinions on both sides. I'd like to ask you, I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to tell you, I guess, that this is a forum where we exercise respect for others' opinions, and we respect the venue which we're in. That means that catcalls, whistling, applause, things like that are inappropriate in these chambers. Please listen to what people have to say. I know we will. Give them a chance to say it, and please respect the chambers and these proceedings by staying away from those kind of things. Okay? Mr. Perez, you are not speaking on the Mesa Compact, according to your name. You have 3 minutes. For the record, sure. Your name and address, please.
My name is Randy Barras. I live at 13013 North 68th Street in Scottsdale. If you would allow me, Mayor, I'd like to reserve my time for after the folks who speak on behalf of these Valley Patriots. If that's not a problem, I would appreciate then just to, because it's going to be partly reaction to that, but also talking about what happened with us last year with the recall. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Otherwise, it's not going to be the...
You can go right ahead.
Okay, thank you.
You have 2 minutes and 34 seconds left, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. We have several requests, more than we have slots available, to speak. And so in the order in which they were submitted, what I'm going to do is allow 3 speakers each. Those who have stated that they are here to support the item that was thrown up, and those people that said they were here wish to speak in opposition. Since, once again, we're way over our time, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to hold this tight, that you keep your minutes below 3 minutes, okay? So if you get close to that, you're going to hear me. We respect what you have to say, but we also want to respect the conduct of the meeting. So we'll begin with Mr. Saul Solis. Oh, okay. Dan Martinez wishes to go for. Oh, excuse me, all 3 of you. We have Dan Martinez, Saul Solis, and Dr. Carolyn O'Connor.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Martinez, spokesperson for the East Valley Patriots for American Values. We are a faith-based, grassroots, nonpartisan organization which advocates for adoption of the Utah Compact and civil conversations on the topic of immigration. I want to ask East Valley Patriots and supporters to please stand. Would you please stand? East Valley Patriots and supporters. Thank you. In December of 2010, we became the first group to come before you seeking change in the negative tone and direction of policy and legislation about immigration. I want to acknowledge the excellent work of the Mesa Human Relations Advisory Board. The East Valley Patriots attended every public hearing and subcommittee meeting held to receive input from citizens, law enforcement, business, and the faith community. In May 2011, the Mesa Human Relations Advisory Board unanimously voted to endorse the Mesa Compact, a slightly modified version of the five guiding principles of the Utah Compact. Recently, a majority of Arizona citizens responding to various surveys have indicated they favor a more humane approach to the issue of undocumented immigrants. The Arizona Republic has editorialized in a like manner. Newly elected Arizona State Senator Jerry Lewis from Mesa took a courageous public stance by stating he supports the guiding principles of the Utah Compact. The East Valley Patriots for American Values believe that now is the time to begin the healing process. Other speakers will point out why adoption of the Mesa Compact is the right thing to do and issue a call to action to you, the elected leaders of the great city of Mesa. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor Smith, members of the City Council. My name is Saul Solis, East Valley Patriots. I live in District 3. Today, there's a sense of healing in Mesa and a feeling of hope for our communities. Damaged draconian laws have taken its toll on economy, employment, educational hardships, but also done damage to children and families. In a 2011 report on the Center for Future of Arizona by Dr. Larry Coor, to help Arizona shape its future, focused on issues critical to Arizona's quality of life. The Gallup poll study conducted in 2009 found two serious disconnects. 36% of Arizonans are highly attached to the community, but they don't feel connected to one another. 12% of Arizonans believe strongly that people in the community care about one another. The second finding was 10% of Arizonans believe elected officials represent their interests. In fact, in 2010, only 10% of Arizonans visited or contacted a public official. We have tried to contact Mesa City Council members to continue the discussion on the Mesa Compact. Unfortunately, not all returned calls or declined to meet. To those of you who met with us, thank you. We are still willing and ready to assist in building a bridge to a more caring community. And our conversations with many others in the community, business leaders, pastors, and others indicate that's what people want. We know the Mesa Compact is binding, non-contractual, non-legal document of five guidelines that can assist in having civil discourse. We are here to ask you to put the Mesa Compact and Council agenda for a vote as soon as possible. Mesa can take the high ground and become a leader among Arizona cities by adopting the Mesa Compact. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Smith, council members, and community members. I am Dr. Carolyn O'Connor and an active member of the East Valley Patriots for American Values. 40 years ago, I moved my family to Mesa. I moved my family to Mesa for two reasons. One is to continue my education at Mesa Community College, which was interrupted when I was married. And second, because I understood Mesa had a reputation for strong family values and an excellent education system. I chose to raise my five children in the city of Mesa. I have always been proud to be a part of the Mesa community. However, in the past few years, severe immigration laws have tarnished the image of Mesa and also the state of Arizona. Now when I travel and mention I am from Arizona, I am met with comments such as, "How could you? What's going on in Arizona?" or just that, "We're sorry." On November 8th, history was made. For the first time in the nation, a sitting senator president lost a recall election. This was accomplished by Republicans, Democrats, and Independents working together to do what was right for their district and the city. Jerry Lewis is truly a profile in courage. It took courage to challenge friends who held opposing opinions, but he did this because it was the right thing to do. The timing to endorse the Mesa Compact is right. And as Daniel Ansaldu said, it's time to heal. In Jerry Lewis's own words, it's time to heal the divide. The East Valley Patriots for American Values respectfully request that the city of Mesa, that the Mesa City Council and Mayor Smith be a profile in courage by taking a leadership role in bringing Arizona into civil discussions of immigration issues and policies, and put adoption or endorsement of the Mesa Compact on its agenda for January. Let the city of Mesa, once again, be the city that welcomes people of goodwill. Thank you for affording me the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you very much to all three of you. Appreciate it. Now we'll hear from three who are opposed this issue, and we'll hear first from Joe Darling. And the three that are chosen because of the order in which the cards were submitted. Joe Darling, Bill Dowdy, and Courtney Snell. Ms. Darling?
Good evening, Mayor Smith, council members. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and this group. As an American citizen, I've studied at length our history. Our founding fathers had the divine inspiration to create this country as a republic. We are a sovereign nation with rules and with laws. If you came into this republic legally, you are to be applauded for your efforts to become an American citizen. If you did not come here legally, you have slapped every person who has obeyed our laws and come here legally in the face. As an American citizen, I resent having illegals take our jobs, our homes, and our generous taxpayer benefits. These people who have broken our laws by coming here illegally have shown us they have no desire to be legal Americans and only want what taxpayers will give them. As an American citizen, I would applaud anyone who comes here legally. My ancestors did, my husband's family did, and they worked hard for what they had. I feel an outrage that these people come here and demand to come to the front of the line, come here illegally, and break our laws. Again, we are a sovereign nation, and if we don't have laws, what do we have? We have anarchy. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Darling. Mr. Bill Dowdy?
Thank you for the privilege. I'm Bill Dowdy, 2927 North Ricardo. I was born and raised in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I had the great privilege of growing up in a community that was very accepting of all people. But I also got an education at ASU, thank God. And at ASU, I learned there's something called fairness. And we heard words today, unified, we came together, we heard that we want to heal. Well, you don't heal when you ask people to give up the rule of law. There's a common principle upon which this country was founded, and it wasn't to make exceptions to the law. It was to abide by the law. And even though we've heard tonight that Jerry Lewis is the great healer, folks, we're not healed. We're divided because we have people that ask our city elected officials. We're here today because our federal government will not enforce its own laws. And we were allowed in our own cities, in our own states, to deal with the problems. And so for someone to come up and stand up today and say, let's heal, and we're non-binding, non-this, non-that, why don't we pass all kinds of laws that have no implication or no legality? What's the purpose? Is this the world that we've become, a world of kumbaya and good feelings, and everybody's happy and let's hold hands? That's great if we have something that's constructive. And I just said to the city council, leave this alone. Political correctness has not worked at the federal government. It hasn't worked at the state government. And yes, sir, it has not worked in the city of Mesa. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dowdy. And finally, Mr. Courtney Snell.
My name is Courtney Snell. My address is 1606 East Hope Street. I want to point out to begin with that the Utah Compact has not been passed into law anywhere. All signees come from the pro-illegal immigration and or pro-amnesty position. It does not have bilateral support from both sides of the issue. It's only supported by one side. In spite of statements within the compact about the rule of law, it offers no specific support for existing federal or state law on immigration issues. It totally wants the direction to go a different way. In order to adopt the Utah Compact, Mesa would have to go on record as not honoring and supporting both federal and state law. Adopting it would effectively make Mesa a sanctuary city under both state and federal law. Illegal immigrants are guilty of a federal criminal misdemeanor, contrary to what the Utah Compact suggests. We ask that the council vote to support the rule of law and support legal, not illegal, immigration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Snell. Mr. Perez, you want to take the rest of your time now?
Sure. Good evening, and thank you once again for allowing me to speak tonight. I want to thank you, Mayor, for how you've handled this tonight's situation in terms of bringing people together to really talk about issues that they really feel deeply about. In some reason, I know I don't live in Mesa, but over the last year, I think I spent a tremendous amount of time here in Mesa. And like you, I'm sure you're just as happy as I am to see those hideous signs being taken down that have been there for upwards of, you know, 2-3 months. That really kind of not only miscarried as a record, but also didn't really have an accurate depiction of what took place here. I just want to speak tonight because I was here a year ago. I was sitting right over there, and I witnessed and watched Daniel Martinez and Brian Barraby and others from the East Valley Patriots bring this idea forward. And again, it's an idea. It's not a legal binding contract. It doesn't tie your hands. It doesn't ask you to take. It's really a statement of values. And if you so believe, and I also watched them over the last year, you know, jump through some of the hoops that you laid out for them, you know, go meet with some business leaders, go through the Human Rights Commission. So I think tonight it's not about whether you support or do not support the Mesa Compact. It's whether you support the right of an issue like this to come from the bottom up from actual citizens who like you to consider it. And if you all up and down vote don't feel, believe that, that these values that are laid out very simply do not resonate with your values or the constituents that you represent, I think these adults could accept a no vote on it. But to sit here and listen to people talk about these people, or talk about this is legally binding, or talk about the Constitution, when this thing doesn't even claim to be anything legal. Just think about it. This thing's not even pro-immigration or anti-immigration. It just speaks to the thing, how do we start to talk differently about the problem of immigration? And I think we just saw what happened this last election. This was the first time we had a historic recall election. This was the author of SB 1070, who was a national leader on the anti-immigration front, but also was a politics of division and extremism. Right, and I say that because we had thousands of Latinos engaged in this process. And so they may be the minority in Mesa, but surely you got to be concerned about them and how their images are there being talked about and discussed. And I think even tonight we saw some of the anger show in some of the people's perspective, right? And I have no problem with different folks having a very anti-immigrant position. That's fine. There can be very good reasons for that. But to go at each other and to target immigrants as the problem, right? Even though we're a nation of immigrants, and to lose the dignity and respect of the people you're engaged with, right? And I saw it happen to me in this recall, right? I have two daughters I'm raising here in Arizona. I mean, after I read some of the things in the newspaper, like, who were they talking about, right? And so I think this is the type of conversation we're starting to change. And so I appreciate, Mayor, the work that you've done. I'd ask you that if you could, instead of encouraging them to go talk to more of these business leaders, if you can convene a meeting where they can come and share with them and see, is there going to be any movement on this, right? Because a year has been a long time for them. They've worked very hard. They try to stay within your particular rules. So we understand, you know, I've been told by a lot of people you're very popular here in Mesa. You have a bright political future in Mesa. I understand there's political things that happen with an issue as hot as immigration. But I think if we can get this on the agenda, have a discussion from both sides, and wherever you all decide, yes, no, or whatever, I think people can live with that, and we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perez. There were several others that asked to speak or submitted a card. I'll just read those into the record. Antonio Vicente in support. Raquel Leva in support. Jeff Cook in support. Janet B. Cook in support. Ruth Carreon in support. Ana Cabrera in support. Elizabeth Savino in support, Donald Savina in support, and in opposition, Ms. Dinah Lundell. I hope I got your name right.
You did.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we couldn't hear from all of you. I want to thank you for the manner in which you conduct your. Thank you so very much for sharing your opinions. You know, we understand that there are passionate feelings on both sides, and I appreciate the way you conducted yourself tonight. I am hoping, even though we, by law, and yes, we have to follow rule law here, which means we can't comment on what you said because it was not on the agenda, I do want to thank you, and it would be nice if we can have this type of dialogue on issues, especially this issue, which is very, very contentious. The one thing that I will say is it's also an issue we got to solve. I mean, there's got to be a solution. There's got to be an answer. You'd think that of all the things that we have in this world that we can't agree on, this should be one that we can come up and find some sort of solution to it. So thank you so very much. I appreciate you being here. Okay, if there's nothing else, have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, Second Councilman Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you again.